thank you for your continuing patience during this transitional
zombie apocalypse.
Your satisfaction is very important to us.
And welcome to Nameless Review 25. I may or may not be correct in that number, but if you've been listening to it, you'll probably know that by now. With me today, we have Big Brother Lurd and RU486.
Oh. Yes. Well,
I think RU's turned into a lizard people. Quick, shoot him.
Come on, man. We've been playing enough Payday Heist lately that it pretty much started to mimic everything.
Mulder! Grab me a taser!
God, if I hear that anymore, I'm going to kill myself.
Taser we'll play. Down! Taking in tubes!
But if we don't sit there killing police officers and stealing money, who will?
Exactly. Should I just hijack your show here?
We're talking about games on a show about games, so it sounds about right.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Payday Heist, what was it, wouldn't call it a gift or anything, it was more like a secret hidden amongst it, with the overdrill, it was called. Yeah. You used to have to be...
Secret vault, too.
Yeah, the secret vault, you had to be 145 on overkill and have completed every other challenge on 145 overkill, just to have a shot at a 2-hour run. At a drill that goes through the back. Now, there is a pattern on the floor. You can find it by watching most YouTube video clips. Have a run. You're guaranteed to level your character probably within 6 or 7 heists going through there if you've got someone with the Mr. Nice Guy Award, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Yeah. I've seen from a low level, you can level them up about 20 to 30 levels per run. Yeah, it's... good way of getting up there if you've been having a bit of trouble grinding.
Yeah. Pretty hard to do if you don't have a solid team to work with voice activation. But, yeah, you can noob herd up there. Can be done.
A little bit easier than herding cats, but
not
it's
much.
Close.
Blind cats, maybe.
Didn't you try herding a bunch of noobs the other day?
Yeah, I herded a bunch of noobs on hard through it. And it was an extremely successful challenge. I've never screamed, yelled, and chatted into the thing and called people so many different names before. I'm not generally one to rage out, but god damn it. Herding noobs is just painful.
Yeah.
And the constant screams for ammunition. Little tip for that game, wait for the cops to come to you.
And use cover. Cover is your friend. It stops bullets.
Yes, Big.
Yeah.
But, eh. Yeah, so... yeah, I think that was updated at the beginning of this month, though.
Yeah, with the new End of the World pack, new masks, and I think there's some rumors of a new challenge.
Ooh.
But I'm not really sure on that one just yet.
Yeah. Well, knowing them, I don't know if there would be another challenge as big as The Secret, but definitely
They are sadistical bastards there.
Yeah.
Overkill. They are sadistical.
Most likely they'll try to make it so you have to fight for 4 hours now.
Well, as you grind up, I remember when we first started playing on normal, it seemed like it was near impossible, but now hard is almost easy.
Yeah, and we were actually able to survive for a decent amount of time on 145, despite getting our asses kicked most of the time on overkill.
Well, you gotta remember, not all of us are 193 yet, so once we get up there and everyone's got the gear, it should be a pretty easy thing to do, to rob the bank on 145 overkill.
Yeah.
Because personally, I don't think there are any levels worth playing in that apart from counterfeit.
I'd like to go through the first one so we get the golden masks, just in case any new stuff requires them.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got to do them all, but we'll get there eventually.
Yeah. And also, once you're max level, it doesn't really matter the money. It's just going for the fun. Yeah.
Beam have got their sails on again, hey Big. Hey BSB.
Oh, man. Yeah. Starting to drain the wallet already.
I'm trying not to get anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although Saints Row is on sale right now, $7.50. It's not bad.
Yeah, their prices are unbelievable.
And I think I already got 3 games.
Yeah, and the amount of gifts you keep getting.
Well, it's that time of year. And people must be enjoying the fun of beating the crap out of each other. Which brings us to our first game.
can I have dibs like last year on Train Simulator if one of your relatives buys it for you?
Well, last time it was Steam itself that gave it to me. But if I do somehow get a copy, you can have it.
That or Farm Simulator. I'm hanging out to play Farm Simulator.
Does Steam give you stuff?
Last year, Steam had a thing where if you did some achievements in a game, they'll send you either a random thing in either just some random odd game or a lump of coal, which you could exchange in for stuff once you have so many.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Steam decided to give me Train Simulator 2012.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, the most dynamic, interesting game. No, 2012, man. It was the latest copy. Like, I'm just looking at Steam right now. Train Simulator 2013, $13.74.
Well, the whole thing is, it's not the base game itself, it's the expansions.
Yep.
But $2,000 worth of expansions.
Yep.
I don't know. Trains aren't that exciting.
No way, man. That's like, I played it for maybe a good solid 2 hours to see if it was any good. And no, there was nothing fun about that game whatsoever. Maybe if you spent $2,000 and got the upgrades for everything. But apart from it, there's nothing. Yay, look at me, I'm in a train with really bad graphics. Yeah.
And it yells at you for going over speed.
Yeah, it's for a sandbox, it doesn't let you do much. But I just decided that I'd try and couple as many carriages as I could. It's like, no, you can only couple 10 at a time, buy expansion pack, blah, blah.
Huh? You know,
You're going 100 miles an hour too fast. We're not even going to just make you slow down. We're going to stop the game and make you go back and do training.
There's some really niche simulators out there.
Yeah.
Garbage truck simulator, bus simulator, tanker truck simulator.
Yeah, trams.
The bus one, I believe, is in German.
I think all of them are.
Yeah, but the bus one, you have to actually give them some of them tickets, so you have to know what they're saying.
I know the garbage truck and the bus simulator take place in the same exact city.
That's the garbage truck and the tanker.
Oh, okay.
So don't ask all you do me is why. Go around. I've actually watched the Yetz play of them. It's surprisingly interesting when you have a person playing it that's completely doesn't know what's going on. And doesn't really care.
I think we saw the same one then.
The one that tried to run away with the hose.
Oh yeah. That was great.
So, enough about sales and bad simulators. Should we talk about the game we were just playing, or...?
Yes.
Indeed.
So we were just playing Super Street Fighter for Arcade Edition. I think that's all the extra words they added to this version.
Mm.
They like to add words and expand the game.
I'd have to say the most striking thing off the bat would be the multiplayer.
Yeah.
The way that I'm in Australia, you're in the United States, and seamless.
Yeah, yeah. It was really good.
No lag.
Well, it had one match at the very end that was laggy, but that may have just been something, some odd fluke. But yeah. From America to Australia in a fighting game, it went pretty smoothly.
Yeah, we couldn't notice, well, I didn't notice any lag issues or anything like that. So, yeah, it's fantastic to actually be forward in the era of actual real gaming where I'm not sitting on a ping of 400 with you guys now. That's what I must say Payday does extremely well. You know, there are a few glitches in it there, but yeah, back to Street Fighter. A lot of new characters, man, because I haven't played, like, any arcade-ish type games for quite a few years, and well, I've got a butt ton of band-aids here that I've been wrapping around my thumb as to prevent blistering.
Maybe you should actually try wrapping some sort of padding onto the stick itself.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, probably could. But I'm going to go with, like, the game's really fun, and I think we're going to get a lot of mileage out of it, so I'm going to go get a mounted joystick.
Yeah. Well, the thing I like about it is, for, like you said, there's a bunch of new characters, but for the amount of characters, a lot of them are have the advantage over other ones, but they all kind of, their weaknesses and strength tend to all balance out roughly.
Yeah, there's nothing really overpowered, is there?
No. Or at least nothing that you can't figure out a way around eventually. Because I know you had a few times with that snap neck and move, but
yeah,
intercept it now and again.
Yep. And surprisingly, very keyboard friendly, wouldn't you say, Big?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Broken joystick, revert to keypad, and still kicking our asses. Well done, sir.
That was actually pretty good.
Hmm. Yeah, keyboard friendly, lag non-existent that we could find.
Unless you're spectating, then you're a couple seconds behind. But, you know, it gives priority to the two players fighting, so that's understandable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although it is nice with the endless mode of the other people just sitting around chatting can actually see what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like it a little bit closer, but as you said, you know, it's a trade-off.
Yeah. It's a bit odd when you're saying good game when about halfway through the match watching. But yeah. I definitely like it.
Price at the moment, if you've got a couple of mates who play it, go get it, pick it up. Or hell, if you want to pick it up and just hit the crew at Galaxy 15, we'll throw you on a list.
Yep.
Eyes up for new people to fight.
Well, we do run a regular gamers night. I don't know if you spruked that before, BSV.
I think we've mentioned it. We haven't really talked too much about it. Haven't really done too many shows of late, so...
Yeah, well, if you are out there and interested, Saturday night, contact BSV. And, we'll get you on the list.
Or just anybody else in the group. We're usually all mostly around on Saturday night. We usually try to stick to games that everybody has.
And anyone you just end up getting it gifted to you anyway after a while.
Especially if it they'll go on sale. But yeah. Again, for anybody who's listening to it now, which I don't think we have any listeners.
Nope.
But if anybody hears this either tonight or tomorrow, if I actually get this out on time, hopefully. Yeah, it's Street Fighter's currently on sale for $10, and it's definitely worth $10. I don't know what its usual price is, but...
If that's the worst $10 game you buy it towards the end of the year, then you've done well for the year.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's see here. I think that's about it for Street Fighter. Let's see here. Should we talk about Towns, or do you want to talk about Don't Starve?
Do Towns, man. You've played it. I've played it. Big, have you played it?
I have not played either of those.
Yeah. Towns is unfinished at the moment, is that right, BSV?
Yes, I believe it's still in beta.
Yeah. Interesting game. I picked it up, and I didn't put it down straight away, but I found... three or 4 weeks later, it was losing its appeal.
Yeah. I think the main thing for me is, well, one other thing is you build a town above a dungeon, pretty much, and attract heroes. I kind of got to the point where I couldn't really attract more people to the village.
Yeah, and your village is making stupid decisions.
Yeah, like, let's run into the dungeon starving and go haul something up instead of eating.
Yeah.
So it's basically Dwarf Fortress with graphics, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Does it have the steep learning curve that DF has?
Not as bad because it's got graphics.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can sort of see what's going on in a better representation. But I think it's got potential. You're going to have to fix a lot of the clunkiness up with the NPCs. And,
yeah, I think one of the main things is being a better set priorities, like having two groups with two different priority sets.
Yeah. You don't want it to the point where you need to micromanage the living shit out of it. It becomes civilization too.
But, well, like, yeah, you can split up people into regular villagers and soldiers. I know the soldiers you can split into groups.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of have the same thing with the villagers, where that would be nice, and you can actually keep one group on food and kind of shift out people to relax or go collect stuff. Which, that would definitely make it a lot more user-friendly. Yeah.
But, yeah, a bit more production into it, and, yeah, I expect to see a reasonable game by mid-next year.
Yeah. But, I haven't really played it in a while. Don't know if they have done any large updates to it yet or not. I have to check into that. I think the last time I played was a month ago.
Yeah, I'll have to do the same.
But yeah. Definitely, though, if you are a fan of Dwarf Fortress, I can speak. Definitely worth checking it out and seeing it, since now you can actually see what your people are doing versus... Because isn't Dwarf Fortress kind of tech or base graphics with letters and that? I've never actually played it. All I know, there's little to no interface. There.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I played it, so... Comment.
So think of this as Dwarf Fortress with the interface and people that like to kill themselves oddly. Villagers tend to do that, right? That's normal.
Yeah, from the dawn of age, man. You know, I'm starving. Time to go into the mine.
Ooh, let's see what this plant with large teeth does. Let's build ourselves onto a tower.
Yeah, let's go down here. Oh, no ladder back up. I'll starve to death now. Oh, even though you put a ladder down for me, I'm still not going to recognize the ladders there. And
yeah, that's a stone ladder. I only use wooden ones.
Yes.
I was down here before it was cool.
Yeah.
So that AI is a bit down, but again, it's still in beta, and I played it for a couple of weeks, had a bunch of fun, and till I kind of got stuck, but
yeah,
it is definitely has a lot of interesting things to it. And nothing says fun like your town guard being a werebear.
May I perfect?
Hmm?
It should be good, and yeah, give it till mid next year. Get in now while the price is still cheap, I'd say.
Yeah. All right.
Another indie production that we picked up this week.
Haven't picked it up.
That's right. You guys haven't played it. I was going to say everybody. Let's starve. No, it's don't starve. Fun, frustrating, annoying, a lot of fun, a shit ton of fun, a good break from Minecraft.
And from what I've heard, a little bit of ass rape now and again.
Yeah, and a lot of ass rape if you make a mistake. Very unforgiving, because there is a way to resurrect yourself, but not for a long time. I don't even know where to start with this game, because it's nothing like I've ever played before. It's, as it says, don't starve, it's food orientated. You collect berries and seeds and stuff like that, learn how to cook them, that's a big thing. Chopping trees, a wee bit of mining, you know, to keep your Minecraft fixed, you know, just to stave off the Minecraft sickness. A bit of alchemy, a bit of science. Interesting, because it's very early days when I started playing it, and it looks like it's going to have some serious potential. A lot of the mobs in there at the moment will just butt rape you like there are no tomorrow that I've found. The mage has probably got a lot better insight, because he's managed to survive for something like 30 or 40 days so far.
Wow.
The best I've done is 15, I think 18 days. And then I made a stupid mistake and didn't have enough wood with me. And the night time came, and when the night comes, you're going to die. There's no way to defend yourself at night if you do not have any light. So you need light, and you need food. Don't starve. The graphics are incredible. It's like a Tim Burton nightmare. It's really, really well done, really differently done. I don't really know how to describe it that well. Not generally a game reviewer.
It's kind of rough sketch drawings with really odd creatures, from what I've seen.
The sound's incredible. It's got good sound.
Hmm.
Yeah, I've had a lot of fun playing with it. I've put it back down again now, because it's sort of reached that limit where I'm waiting for... Actually, there is new development stuff that came out a couple days back that I should go and have a look at. And see what they've done to improve it. But yeah, it's definitely got some potential. Pick it up while it's still cheap again. I'm not sure what it's going for on Steam at the moment, but
I think last I checked, around $10.
Yeah, look, get it.
It may
$10.
Be cheaper with the sales going on.
If you're a fan of like the Minecraft, it's not even Minecraft, not even close. But what sort of genre is it, man?
Well, I think it. Kind of. It's Minecraft without the terrain editing, at least. I don't think I saw anything about digging holes or that, but.
No, you gotta do
looks
a bit
like
of mining.
Minecraft mixed with Survivor Her.
Yeah, but the world looks huge as well. I haven't had a chance to truly explore it, because you sort of find an area where there's a lot of food and don't move.
Yeah. Well, a lot of food and not a lot of things to kill you.
Yeah, and when you hear things going off in the distance, go the other way, or start building body armor. Once again, if another $10 game that if it's the worst one you buy this year, you've done pretty well.
Yeah. Say yeah.
The most disappointing game of the year would have to be Battlefield 3.
Yeah.
And they took a really good tactical shooter and war-based game and just pretty much made it easy.
Well, the main thing I saw with it is I haven't played it, but one of the main reasons I stayed away from it was it because it looks like they went, ooh, Call of Duty is making a lot of money. Let's copy them.
That's pretty much what happened. They turned away from a hardcore gamer base and went to like, yeah, you can level, you know, 10 levels in a night, you know, a couple hours. They turned what needed to be, like Battlefield 2, if you weren't playing constantly all the time, you weren't making the levels and you weren't getting the guns and there's no way you're going to be competitive. And it was a frustrating, frustrating game. Battlefield 3. You're a casual gamer. We forgive you. Yeah, go play a lot of other games. Just use this as a casual shooter. And there's nothing really there. They've taken the bullet mechanics out.
So it's just hit detection versus actual physics.
Yeah, like they put going prone in there. I don't know why everybody's obsessed with going prone.
Well, for a scout, I can see it. But other than that, not really too useful.
Yeah. But, yeah, definitely a disappointing game of the year that I picked up anyway. Any other games you were really disappointed with this year, Big BSB or Big Brother?
Let's see here. I know I've had some disappointing, but I can't really think. Let me see here. Yeah. None that really stick to my mind.
I have impeccable taste in games, so.
Wish I could say that, but.
One of the ones that caught everybody by surprise was Kerbal's Space Program.
Oh, we need Suave for that one.
Yeah, we need to wait for Suave.
But apparently that's really good if you're a wannabe rocket scientist.
Seriously, that's not even a joke.
Yeah,
just feel like sending random sentient beings off to die in space.
Yeah, see if you can even get into space.
Or you can play it like I do and just randomly nuke other parts of the world.
I don't think that's the ideal of the game.
It's not, but whenever I fail to go into orbit, I just crash in some other continent and I make up some kind of plot in my head, like the Cold War turned hot.
I see the Kerbuts in Big's world are fearing for their lives. A lot.
Yeah. I picked up the demo. Get the demo before you actually buy it, guys and girls.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to get paying for this and then realize that you're real enthusiastic about rockets, but lack any of the actual knowledge to build one.
Yeah, you kind of have to actually know the basics of rocket science to have it work.
Or at least flight science.
Yeah. But, I haven't played it, but I know at least I heard a lot of swearing when you were playing it. Big.
Oh. Now, what's that game you've been playing that's Big Brother's Frustration? Or
Hotline
Tourette's?
Miami?
Yep, Hotline Miami.
Otherwise known as Tourette's.
It's Tourette's in video, bro.
It's actually a really good game. So it's a top-down 2D kind of beat-em-up game. Real fast-paced. Like, you walk into a room, you see a guy, you grab a pull cue, you're dead. One hit, death. But that goes for everybody. Dogs. Wow. Dogs are annoying as hell. But no, it's really fun. It's got a great soundtrack. It's got a pretty interesting storyline to it. I think it's on sale right now for under $10. So pick it up. But like they were saying, it is my rage machine. you start running into rooms and doing the same thing over and over again because you get just a little bit further each time without dying. And then you get so close, and then you die. For me, it reminds me of gaming whenever I was a kid. Like, you get real into it, you stand up, you got the controller, you're shaking, the adrenaline's rushing, you're like, whoa! Yeah.
Nice. So it brought back the old gaming for you as a child.
It is. And it is $7.50 on Steam right now. Pick it up.
Nice.
And you too shall rage like Big Brother.
Well, I'm good, dude. You know, my rage game for this year was Battlefield. Well, that was last year.
You don't want to act like Big?
No.
Yeah.
No, I think I'll be satisfied with BSV kicking my ass up and down in Street Fighter for a couple of weeks now.
Hey, you were starting to get a hang of it towards the end there.
Wait till I grind up 60 hours in the next weeks.
Oh, that may be a bit frightening.
No, I don't like to grind. No, not at all. I don't get obsessed over one game and beat it.
Next week, Ryu learns every single move for every single character.
15-20 combos! I have no idea what I'm talking about now.
No, there's probably other games to review that I've... But I can't think of them off the top of my head, and... I think we
I got one.
Huh?
Scribblenauts.
That's
right. I have been playing a child's game. It's pretty fun, actually. It's a real charming little puzzle game. You've got a little magical notebook, and you write something in the notebook, and it appears. And you can also change the way other people look. So, like, you walk down the street, and you see a person. And you want to make that person fat. You can give them adjectives, so you can make them fat. Or whorish. You can summon Cthulhu and have him do your deeds. You can make Cthulhu dance.
I'm not up for a game that can call Cthulhu.
There's so far, I've been able to solve most problems with socialist medicine. There's a lot of things like, oh, I'm sick, I need something. You just type in socialist medicine. And it floats, just like real socialist medicine. You give it to them, and they're all better.
What do you play this on?
Steam, or PC.
That sounds like it may actually be interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to have a look at this now. What's it called?
Scribblenauts Unlimited. It is a kid's game, but it's fun.
Scribblenauts. Gonna have a quick look at this. I know this makes for perfect radio, but what the hell?
It does.
Yeah.
You can also edit and create things. Like, people have created the portal gun, and it works almost like the portal gun in Portal. Basically, you've got a in-game item creator, and it can create items, and you can script them, kinda. So you can change the scripts on everything to how you want. A bear holding a shark. Sure, why not? You want a Big Daddy? Yeah, you could summon one of those. A laser rifle. Laser rifle actually works.
Wow.
You could summon an AT-AT. AT-ST.
Yeah, I can see this being a little bit of an interesting game, man.
A TARDIS.
You can summon a TARDIS.
I usually immediately just type in jetpack and have a jetpack and fly around everywhere. Why not?
So it's unlimited to whatever you can think of.
I'm sure there are limits, but yeah. Plus, with the Steam community, you can download like the portal gun and all this, so it is pretty unlimited.
So you can actually, if there isn't something there, you can modify it.
Correct.
So you say it's very open and sandbox.
So the
I was going to say, is there anything that you're meant to do?
Oh yeah, you've got little puzzles that you have to solve to get these star rights, and you after you've got so many star rights, you unlock the next level and you go there and you basically continue ad nauseum. But,
okay.
Yeah, you can solve it any way you want. Like this dog, he wanted to be like a firefighter, so I gave him a laser gun.
Have you tried typing in Ebola virus?
I have not.
Nuclear weapon.
I have done that one, and it does spawn a nuke that works.
Hadron Collider.
I haven't tried that one.
SARS virus.
No, I think you can download that, though.
Oh, give him polio.
I can definitely see this being interesting.
Man-Bear-Pig.
Man-Bear-Pig. Oh, yep, Man-Bear-Pig works.
Wow.
And now he's punching everybody.
I just ruined his game. Killing all my villagers.
Oh, that's alright.
Might have to get picked that up.
No Hadron Collider, though.
Ebola virus?
We have Viking.
Oh, plague?
Sex swing.
There's a swing. It's a kid's game, so they've got some words banned.
Yeah. What about if you put your own Big Brother Lord in there?
Ooh, I should.
God, what's it gonna do? It's gonna run around flashing his genitals and everything. It's scaring children.
That's basically it. Oh, now Man Bear Pig is sick. He's diseased. Oh, okay, I did give him Ebola then.
So he can disease people.
Oh, that's great. I'm gonna give him some socialist medicine.
Man Bear Pig gets socialist medicine. Awesome. Oh, we have any other games?
Don't know. I think that's been most of the games that I've actually been playing. I picked up, what is it? Can't Think. Dishonored, which haven't been able to, haven't played that yet.
Yeah, I'm the same with I'm Alive. I'll get to that after all the Christmas festivities are done.
Yeah, I think that's probably will be it for this show, since I almost get up to 30 minutes, so I think that's good enough.
I just stole that dude's hammer.
Now you have a hammer. What do you do? Is there a total?
I'm sorry I even introduced that whole morality test.
Morality?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm gonna shoot me a taser.
Taser down!
Boulder! We haven't been playing too much, Payday.
Shield!
Again, I forgot I said any music, so imagine music after I stop speaking here.